Burns Studies Frank Case. The Atlanta Georgian, Monday, 2nd March 1914, 7th edition, final, page 1, column 1. Page 1, column 6, famous detective now on Frank Case, William J. Burns, from a photo taken by Georgian staff photographer on a former visit to Atlanta. Page 1, column 8, detective at work on big case talks for 2 hours with prisoner in cell will weigh narrative carefully. For 2 hours Monday afternoon, Detective William J. Burns, sitting before the cell of Leo Frank in the county jail, plied the prisoner with questions relating to the Fagan murder and the part Frank has been convicted of having in it. Together, the two went over the case from its beginning, Frank detailing his movements on the day of the crime with the same minuteness that he described them on the witness stand to establish his alibi. "Have you decided definitely to take up the investigation of the Fagan murder?" Mr. Burns was asked after his conference with Frank, to continue inquiry. "I can't say positively," said the detective. "I have reviewed the case with considerable detail already. I am greatly interested in it. I will be back in town on Wednesday. I will continue my investigation then. It is likely that I will make my decision then." Mr. Burns's visit in Atlanta was a brief one. He came in town Monday forenoon with Milton Klein, Dr. B. Wildauer, and Dan S. Lehan, general manager of the Southern Division of Burns's agencies. He went to the tower within a few minutes after his arrival in the city. Hurries from city. His talk with Frank lasted the greater part of 2 hours. At 3 o'clock, he left the tower to get luncheon, intending to return for a further interview with Frank later in the afternoon, and take a 5-10 o'clock train out of town for Jackson, Miss. He found at the last moment that he had made an hour's mistake in the departing time of his train and was forced to hurry to the terminal station and forego the interview. Frank was asked to comment on the entrance of Burns into the case. "I do not care to say any more than to repeat what I already have said. I shall be mighty glad to have him take up the case. I do not know, however, that he is going to do so. His investigation up to this time, as I understand it, has been merely with a view to determine whether any good purpose can be served by his efforts in the matter." Remittiture handed down. Mr. Burns's trip to Jackson, Miss, is on a business mission. He will be back in Atlanta Wednesday with manager Lehan, and the two will be joined in their consideration of the case by C.E. Sears, manager of the Atlanta branch. Monday's principal development in the Frank case, aside from the visit of Burns, was the sending down by the Supreme Court of the remittiture, which contains the recent adverse decision of the higher court. It was mailed out Monday night and will be received by the clerk of the Superior Court Tuesday morning. Solicitor Dorsey is expected to ask Tuesday or Wednesday for the resentencing of Frank. Page 3. Column 1, that it's my life at stake only. "Incident in case," says Frank, "a human life is at stake. That it happens to be mine is incidental. It actually is an incident in my view of the case. The big principles involved are the things that count, and not a person's identity. What I say and what I feel are from the viewpoint of a person totally separated from actual connection with the tragedy and its investigation." "If worst comes to worst," the prisoner said significantly, "Conley will be a triple criminal. If his infamous lies are going to be accepted and things take the course that they have started to take, then the Negro Conley will have destroyed 3 lives. He will have destroyed Mary Fagan, whom he strangled to death. He will have destroyed Leo Frank, whom he perjured to death. And he will have destroyed Hugh Dorsey, whom he will have betrayed and committed to a worse fate than death. I say to every man, woman, and child in Georgia that I am innocent of the charges brought against me. If I had not said it so many times, I would repeat that the hand that wrote the notes was the hand that strangled Mary Fagan." From the Sunday American's remarkable interview with Leo M. Frank, fight for Frank's life reopens. Dorsey not to hasten resentencing. Everything was in readiness Monday to reopen the battle for the life and liberty of Leo M. Frank and his lawyers were busily engaged in their work of preparing an extraordinary motion for a new trial as soon as their client should be resentenced. Monday morning, the expected remittitor from the Supreme Court, refusing the rehearing, had not been transmitted to the clerk of the Superior Court. It was looked for on that day, however, and as soon as it is received and duly filed, Solicitor Dorsey will be in a position to bring the prisoner before Judge Ben Hill for resentencing. Not to rush resentence. It is not believed the solicitor will be in any great hurry to do this, however. His attitude has not been one of eagerness. On the other hand, he has shown a disposition to give the defense all the time it wanted for the preparation of its next move. So it is believed Mr. Dorsey will not demand the repronouncement of the sentence before the middle of this week. At that juncture, there is some ground for the assumption that the lawyers for the defense may petition the judge, under Section 63, of the Penal Code, to pronounce a sentence of life imprisonment instead of the death sentence, a procedure supposed to be in some degree warranted where a conviction has been made on circumstantial evidence. The solicitor does not entertain the idea that this will be done, holding that it is Judge Hill's province only to reaffirm the sentence already imposed by Judge Rowan following the original trial of the case, and the code seems to bear him out. Then, extraordinary trial. Then will come the presentation of the extraordinary motion for a new trial in the lower court, based on a mass of new evidence which the defense has been collecting. If this move fails, recourse still may be had to the Supreme Court of the United States if a sufficient constitutional ground can be found in the case. The failure of that appeal would leave only the hope of pardon or commutation of sentence, expressed in the executive clemency of the State Prison Board and the Governor. William J. Burns was expected to arrive during the day and begin his examination of the evidence in the trial before actually going to work on the case. This photo reveals that his long imprisonment has not told on Frank. In fact, he appears much better physically than when he was taken to jail last May. He has gained weight and improved greatly in color and general health. Page 3, Column 3, new photo of Frank taken in the tower. Page 3, Column 4, Leo M. Frank, as he now looks in his cell in the Fulton County Tower.